This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene, and it's that time when we're joined by puzzle master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, David.
So what's been new?
Yeah, I'm just back from the International Puzzle Party in San Francisco, which we talked about last week.
And you guys know how to party it up, those international puzzle masters?
Yeah, and brought back a lot of new puzzles.
Well, there we go. We always like that. Before we actually get to the answer to our weekly challenge, I guess we should respond to some letters that we received about an answer that you gave last week. You asking for two slang terms for money?
Right, and the answer was do, re, mi, change the M to an N, and rearrange and scramble, you get dinero.
Uh-huh.
And some listeners complained that dinero is not slang. Well, of course, it is a Spanish term for money, but it's also English slang. The Dictionary of American Slang from Robert Chapman defines dinero as money. The slang usage goes back to 1856, and it gives the example, that's gonna set you back mucho dinero.
Okay.
So there's an example of the usage in slang.
I'm glad we gave you a chance to respond to that. Well, now on to the challenge you gave last week. Remind us what exactly that was.
Yes, it was something I heard at the International Puzzle Party. A waitress walked up to a breakfast table with five logicians and asked, "Does everyone here want coffee?" The first logician said, "I don't know." The second logician said, "I don't know." The third and fourth said, "I don't know." And the fifth logician said, "No." Who did the waitress bring coffee to and why?
Okay, well, what is the answer?
Well, the waitress brought coffee to everyone but the fifth logician. Here's why. If the first logician had not wanted coffee, he could have answered the waitress's question, does everyone want coffee, by saying no, because he didn't want coffee. But since he did, he had to say, I don't know, because he didn't know whether his breakfast companions following him wanted coffee or not. So similarly, for the second through fourth logicians, and the fifth logician now knew that the first four wanted coffee, and since he didn't, he answered no.
Ah, so the only one we knew didn't want coffee was that fifth logician.
That's it.
Our listeners, Will, poured themselves into that one, I'm sure. We had about 2,000 entries this week, actually, and from the correct entries, our randomly selected winner is Nita Bowen of Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Hi, Nita.
Hi, Will. Hi, David.
Hi.
Well, how long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
Well, I have to tell you that my husband and I worked on it, and he came up with what he thought was the right answer in about an hour or two, and then I figured out about why it was the right answer.
Well, what was he came up with the right answer earlier or a different answer?
He served the first four. And then I said, yes, I think you're right. And then he said, but I can't really explain why. And then I figured it out. So we really did it together.
Well, you two are a great team.
We're a team.
So what do you do there in Palm Beach Gardens, Nita?
Well, we're both retired. I'm a retired attorney. We are playing golf and tennis. I'm doing some charity work and bridge and just really enjoying things so much.
And retirement gives you some time to play the puzzles, too, I guess.
Oh, more time than ever.
Well, are you ready for the puzzle today?
No, but I'll go ahead with it.
Confidence. Let's hear some confidence.
Yay.
All right. Well, we'll meet Nita and play away.
Hi, Will.
All right, Nita and David. Today's puzzle involves meditation. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase with the initials O-M. For example, if I said protection for the hand while cooking, you would say oven mitt. That's fast. Number one is a kid's card game.
Old maid.
Old maid is right. Number two, what you should maintain when considering a new idea.
Old methods?
Something you should keep.
Something you should keep?
Yeah, you should
keep. Open mind.
Oh, you keep an open mind.
Nice.
That's right. Big name in hot dogs and lunch meats.
Oscar Mayer.
That's right. A fruity preserve you might put on toast.
Orange marmalade.
Uh-huh. It might propel a boat carrying a water skier.
Some kind of motor. Outboard
yes.
motor.
Outboard motor is
nice.
Right. Chain of peaks in Arkansas and Missouri.
Chain of peaks in Arkansas and Missouri. Ozark Mountains?
That's it. Huh. Try this one. Supervisor for secretaries and administrative assistants.
Office manager.
Office manager is it.
Bingo.
Nickname for a southern university whose sports teams are Ole Miss is right. What a conservative jurist looks to in the Constitution when deciding cases.
Oh, I should know this, right? Because I'm a lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
David.
Who's he? He's not here. I'm sorry. He stepped out for a minute.
I'll just tell you this. He would look to the original meaning of the Constitution. Okay, try this one. NBA team for which Shaquille O'Neal first played.
The NBA team for which Shaquille O'Neal first played.
Right. It's right there in Florida with you.
In Florida. The Florida team. That's a basketball team, right?
Right.
No, I don't know basketball. I'm sorry.
You know this one,
Miami?
David?
Miami, something with Miami.
You can count on me for the sports, the Orlando Magic.
Okay, David.
Orlando Magic, good.
Orlando Magic. Oh, I didn't know that.
And your last one, cry equivalent to good heavens.
Oh my.
Oh my, nice.
Nita, you're an all-star.
Oh, not quite. Thank you for David's contribution, and thank you, Will.
And you were so worried. That was fantastic.
I was worried, yes.
Well, Nita, you've been playing our puzzle since the postcard days, and obviously you know about the great prizes that we have for you.
Oh, yes, since the Stagecoach days.
And we have someone very special to tell you about them. I'm actually a big country music fan, so I'm excited about this. Oh. And our guest puzzle celebrity is a country music star. His name's Rodney Atkins, and one of his albums went platinum a couple years ago. And we not only have a song from that album, we have Rodney himself to tell you about the prizes.
Oh, good.
Driving through town, just my boy and me.
Woo! Here we go. For playing the puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Short's latest book series, Will Short's Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Short's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. I listen to Weekend Edition on WPLN in Nashville, Tennessee.
There are your prizes with a twang, Nita. What'd you think?
I loved it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Before we let you go, Nita, tell us what member station you listen to.
WXEL.
And that's in...
I believe it's Fort Lauderdale.
West Palm Beach, Florida,
West Palm Beach, Florida.
Well, Nita Bowen of Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, thanks so much for playing the puzzle with
Thank
us.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Will.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, Will. Challenge for next week.
Yes, think of a common street sign in three words, four letters in the first word, four letters in the second word, and three letters in the last. Drop the last letter of the first word in the sign. You'll get a new word that's a synonym of the last word in the sign. What's the sign? So again, a common street sign in three words, enumeration 443. Drop the last letter of the first word in the sign, and you'll get a new word that's a synonym of the last word in the sign. What sign is this?
Well, everybody get to work, and I'm sure all of you have the answer already. And when you have that answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because we'll call you if you're the winner, and you will get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.